now on 92Q. This is the 92Q Street Buzz.
Show recap the second episode of the Houston's On Our Own aired last night. I know you were watching it because you were tweeting all night about it.
Yes, I was.
All I can think about is how Bobby Christina is going downhill.
All I can think about is Gary needs to put on his big boy panties and be the uncle. Pat is just the in-law.
Yeah.
I know we're just watching the show, and this was taped months ago because it was 3 months after she had died.
Right.
So no telling really what's going on, but that girl is out of control. Persian Nicole voice.
Persian, I know. That is my favorite. That needs to be like quoted by my name.
Out of control.
Yeah, definitely out of control. You can see all this out of control-ness on 92Q.com of episodes of 1 and 2.
Okay.
Plus, the buzz surrounding Evelyn Lozada and her ex-husband Chad Johnson has died down a bit, but Ev is definitely trying to keep her name in the spotlight.
Money.
Yeah. Remember when we all got word that their TV show, Evan Ocho, wouldn't be airing on VH1?
Right.
Well, Evelyn goes to Twitter yesterday saying that it's still up in the air, actually may be airing.
Where is the focus? What are we...
I'm just...
To look at it for what? The beginning of turmoil or after? Like,
first
what's
of all, we
the
already
message?
Know what happened.
But what
guys.
Is the message that we're sending?
What's the reason why you guys are airing the show now? For what?
I don't know. I'll be watching it then.
I will too. Look out for that one.
Damn it.
So somebody else who's doing okay is Alicia Keys and her baby Daddy Swiss Beats.
She's a girl on fire.
She's definitely a girl on fire. Her Swiss Beats and Little Egypt may be buying Eddie Murphy's $12 million home.
What?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, that's very nice. Also, Alicia Keys has a new venture in storytelling. She'll be releasing her app inspired by her grandmother that allows viewers to read books, play music, and write in a journal. Keys says after her son she had 2 years ago, she really wanted to create a learning tools for her children. The app is set to be released today, actually, and it's only $3.99 in your app store.
So those are for the creepy guys who want to hear Alicia Keys' voice all day and all night.
I feel so bad for LaDon when she's in here. That just reminds me of that. Because all you hear is people like breathing on the mic. You're like, what the hell?
She just laughs.
That's what Alicia's going to get. That's what she's going to get.
Ew.
Someone else is spending some money is Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Maybe. Maybe. The tension's floor and power couple are preparing to splash $20 million on a crazy ceremony once Kimmy is finally divorced.
Wait, the what?
Yes.
The attention what?
The attention slurring power couple. First of all, she's not even divorced yet.
At the altar should be a life-size mirror. So when she walks into the altar in front of the pastor, she will be marrying herself.
That's all she needs to do is marry herself.
Yes.
She'll be happy. Buy herself a ring. Buy herself the whole ceremony.
She can do it all.
She could with our money that we've given her for watching all her shows and buying her products.
$20 million wedding.
That shopping site you're on all the time.
That's how she can prepare to pay
for her own wedding.
I do like my boots though.
I know. You don't know that act. So we all were waiting for this big news that Donald Trump was saying that he could damage President Obama's reputation. Well, when we finally got the news, it wasn't so big. Trump tweeted a YouTube video just a little after 12 p.m. yesterday saying that he wants the president's school transcripts, school records, and passport.
Why?
And then, hold up, he will give $5 million to the Chicago charity of Obama's choice if he releases it.
Is he to prove that he never graduated college? Like, I don't understand.
It's just like the Trayvon Martin case when they won his school records. Like, it's kind of pointless. In a way, it's just like, why?
He needs to have several.
And Obama was in an interview recently, and he said he does not even know the man. He's never even met him. Y'all have to go to 92Q.com and actually get Obama's full response. It's hilarious.
That's your street buzz. Go to 92Q.com. Mm-hmm.